Blog Talk Radio.
Mumble themselves, pray and seek God's face. Turn from the wickedness and the wicked ways. Yahweh will hear a cry from heaven and say, hey.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And we're giving all praises, all honor, and all glory to the Holy One of Israel. And I'm filling in for Moray Ishaya Ben Israel. And we're giving all praises to the Most High Yah. Who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yah is our lawgiver. Yah is our judge. And Yah is our king. And he will save us. And Yahweh is the creator and the savior of Israel and the world today. So today, I attempt to praise the Most High and deliver a message. But first, I want to speak about the great message that was brought by Moray Isha yesterday in speaking on when was Israel delivered. And it was an excellent message because it's all dealing with Yah's time. It's all dealing with signs, seasons, days, and years. And it's a document of when we were in captivity, how long we were in captivity, and when we came out of captivity, and the great markings that the Most High left to show when his people came out of captivity. A great message to show that Yah is the creator of time and had these times documented for us to know. When did we come out? When was our exodus? And when would our exodus be? And it was various scriptures that was given, and it was very beautiful. Because the Most High gave instructions on what marks the beginning of a month. And what marks a month. And what marks a year. And here at the House of Israel in 1907 Vine Street, there's a lot of teachings that come out that Israel and the world may have never heard before. This is something that is completely foreign and strange to your eyes and ears. And you may think that it may be something flawed. You may think that it's an error in something. But a revelation from the Most High is never an error. When the Most High reveals things to him, to his servants, he always gives them the ability to establish the matter and to be able to go line upon line, precept upon precept in his book with his word. Because this is how Yah establishes servant. And most of our people, we just haven't been brought up to put our full trust in the Most High. But it takes leadership to stand on what Yah has said, even if you have to stand with little to none, no support. It takes a leader to stand in the midst of the people and give you what thus saith Yah and what thus saith Yah only. And this is the message that I'm going to deal with this evening. What is a leader? Because a lot of our people may believe that leaders are set up. They're either set up in Babylon or they were set up in the homeland. A lot of our people may believe that leaders are elected instead of selected. But whatever our people may be under the impression, leaders, no matter whether you are righteous or wicked leader, is set up by Yah. Because as it says in the scriptures, have any evil in the city happened, and Yahweh have not done it? Because Yahweh is the creator of us all. And the Most High made an indictment on the leadership today. If you turn with me to Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse. And it reads, therefore, Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. And verse 16 reads, "For the leader of this people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." So the leaders can cause people to err based off of what message are they bringing to the people. In what name of this message that they're bringing to the people. And in what way are they bringing it to the people? Are they establishing it with the word of Yah? Are they establishing it in the word of, in the name of Yah? Are they establishing it line upon line, precept upon precept? Or are they just leading by the imagination of their own evil heart? Now, when you look at the what leadership, what leader is defined as, it's a ruler or a commander. But a commander of what? The only way that you can command successfully is by bringing the word of Yah. And the only way that you can rule successfully is if you're ruling in the ways that Yah has set forth. And Yah then raise up leaders to rule by the imagination of their own heart. And Yah don't say a righteous leader will stand up and command you to do a bunch of things for him. The leaders are supposed to bring you nigh unto the Most High. They're supposed to bring you closer to the Most High. And when there's errors, the leaders tell you when we're in error. And when we're doing something that's right, the leaders can say, well, this is right according to the word of Yah. That's when you truly are leading. It's when you truly are commanding. And a lot of our people, they don't want to accept the role of leadership because being in the role of leadership is a great responsibility. And it's not a responsibility that a man can bring to you or a woman can bring to you. It only comes by the Most High. If you don't believe me, turn with me to Psalms, the 75th division. Psalm 75, I'm going to start reading at the third verse. And it reads, "That the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up thy horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south." And verse 7 said, reads, "But Elohim is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." So promotion only comes from Yahweh. So if you want to rise up and be a righteous leader, let it be from Yah and not from the imaginations of your own heart. Or be because you have favor with men. Or don't let it be because you just want to be a dictator to the people and you just want to command something. No, if you're going to command the people, you have to command them in the name of Yah. And you have to command them with the words of Yah. That's the only way that you'll be a righteous leader. That'll be the only way that you'll be a righteous commander. But promotion comes from Yah. This position doesn't come from man. This position doesn't come from anybody but the Most High. And he will rise one up, and he also sitteth one down. And this is something that we have to always keep in our hearts and in our meditations to know that promotion comes from the Most High and from the Most High only. And it's only so you can command your household in the name of Yah, with the word of Yah. And once you're able to do that successfully, then you're a leader. Then you are a true leader. You will start to see that the Most High will start putting more faith and responsibilities upon you because he know you will lead your house in the righteous way. This is why our patriarch, Abraham and Sarah, are so vital to our bloodline, because the Most High said this about Abraham in Genesis, the 18th chapter. In Genesis, the 18th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the ways of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." So this is why the Most High had confidence in this man. Because every time the Most High came to Abraham, he rose up early to do it. It was no hesitation because he knew who his power is. And he knew that when Yah spake, it's not something that's said in vain. It's not something to be said just by passing and say, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. No, Yah means it now when he says it right now. And we have to be willing to spring forth into action. And we have to understand that this is why the Most High put his confidence in Abraham. And as it says in Proverbs, it says that in the fear of Yah, there's strong confidence. Yes, there's strong confidence because Yah believe in you. So you're going to believe in your Elohim. So you know when Yah gives you a mission, all we have to do is go out and execute it. Because Yah not going to send us on a mission impossible. The Most High not going to send you out on a dummy mission, as it's referred to today. The Most High told the prophet Ezekiel, he said, tell the people whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Tell them, but they won't hearken to you because they won't even hearken to me. So the Most High was already letting them know, you're dealing with a stiff neck, hard-hearted people, but you go tell them anyway what I'm commanding you to tell them because their very lives are in your hand. And now no wonder a lot of our people don't want to take the positions of leaders today, because that's exactly the type of responsibility that's in the leader's hand. The people go in the way that the leaders lead them. So if you lead them in the light, then they go on into light. But if you go in the way of darkness, then the people get led in the way of darkness. That's why the Most High charged his watchmen and said, if you don't blow the horn and warn the people and they perish, then their blood is on your hands. But if you blow the trumpet and you warn the people and they hearken not and they perish, then the blood is not on your hands. Because that's what being a leader is about. It's about commanding with the word of Yah and commanding in the name of Yah. And it's something that we just have to step up to the plate and do if you want to be in this position. If you want to be in a role, then Yah going to put you in the position to be a leader in some way, shape, or form. Because Yah don't have no second-class citizens in his commission of his house. That's why King David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper, just opening the doors for the righteous, than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Because King David understood that there are no small positions in Yahweh's house. He understood that there are no minuscule roles in Yahweh's house. Every role is important. And whether it be not to you, but you will lead it to somebody. Because someone is looking up to you, and that's what their aspirations should be. And that's what our people's aspirations should be. Our people's aspiration should be to be righteous. But because we're in the midst of captivity today, and we don't learn a lot of the ways of our enemies, we are under the impression that I don't have to hearken to anybody. I don't have to listen to nobody. Nobody is my leader. I don't hearken to no moray. I don't hearken to no minister. I don't listen to anyone because he got a book just like I got a book. And just like he can read or she can read, I can read. So I don't have to hearken to anyone. All I have to do is just open up the book, study, and then I'm going to just be walking in the righteous way. Because I'm going to know my path. Well, let's see if the Most High said this. If you turn with me to Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, I'm going to read the 23rd verse. Jeremiah 10 and 23 reads, "Oh Yahweh, I know that the way of man is not in himself, and it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." So all this rhetoric that's being talked about, I don't need no leader. I don't have no shepherd. I direct my own steps. Well, the servant of Yah is saying the exact opposite. Yahweh is saying something directly opposite. Said, "I know that it's not in man to direct his own step." And it's not. To show you that there has to be shepherds, and that we are, and we in Israel are used to being sheep having the shepherd, is because all you have to do is look at the conditions today. There's so much disconnect in Israel. Why? Because a lot of the leaders, a lot of leaders just say, "Well, I don't mess with that, so I'm going to separate myself." So the people separate themselves. But when the shepherds come together, then the people come together. Because it's not in man to direct his own steps. So if you're going to be a leader, and if you're going to be a leader, then be a righteous leader. And always stand for the truth. Always stand for Yah. And always seek out of Yah's book. And always seek Yah's ways. And always try to walk in the way of the righteous. That's what these laws and these testimonies are for. It's not for us to just pick up the book and just think we got it. Because a lot of these things have to be revealed, because that's order. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and the 18th verse, it reads, "I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." And this is someone being rose up as a leader. Now, am I saying that all leaders are prophets? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that all leaders, especially if you're claiming you were serving the Yah, all leaders should aspire to do exactly what what's required in this 18th verse. And speak only the words that Yah gives to you. Speak only the words that you can back up with the word of Yah. And don't lead the people in the imagination of your own heart. Don't lead the people in the imagination of your own thoughts. Lead them in the way of Yah. And give them the words of Yah, so that they can have a strong foundation, so that they can have strong confidence in their Elohim, and their Elohim can have strong confidence in them. It says this. What's the unique thing about how Yah raised up his leaders is that most of our people, they reject the leaders because they feel like they're the judge. And they have the determination to determine on whom they will follow after and whom they would like. Well, I don't like the way he look. I don't like the way he talk. I don't like the way he always go to the book. He's giving his interpretation. He's giving his opinion. But is it from the word of Yah? Is it established with two or more witnesses? Is it line upon line, precept upon precept? These are the things that you should be looking for. You should be looking to see if Yahweh's spirit is upon a man, and see if Yah's spirit is upon this, upon a man, how he's going to lead. That's what you should be looking for, and not getting caught up in your own personal thoughts and your own personal opinions about individuals. Because in the end of the day, to be frank and to be honest, this is exactly what Israel asked for. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. And Deuteronomy 5 and 24 reads, "And he said, Behold, Yahweh our Elohim have showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Elohim does talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us, if we hear the voice of Yah our Elohim anymore, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire and have lived? Go thou near and hear all that Yah our Elohim shall say, and speak thou unto us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and we will do it." And Yahweh said, "And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And Yah said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." So the Most High is letting us know that what we spoke, it was well received. And this is what the Most High said he did. And this is what the Most High is doing. This is exactly what we asked for. We said, man, we don't want to hear the voice of Elohim. It's too much. We need a representative. But now today, you couldn't tell by today. Because now everybody claiming that Yahweh talking to him. Everybody claiming that Yahweh working with him. Everybody claiming that Yahweh showing them something. When our people didn't even want to hear the voice of Yah. They wanted someone to go up and receive the word of Yah and bring it unto the people. And they said, look, whatever you say, Yahweh said, we going to do. And this was what the people came with. And the Most High heard our petition, and he granted it. But now today, if you ask our people honestly, who are the leaders? Where are the servants of Yah? Where are his messengers? And our people will scratch their head, and they'll say, I don't know. They say, I've never met any. I know so-and-so is a teacher. I know so-and-so is in this position. But don't you understand that when you stand in front of Yah's people and you command them with the word of Yah, and you command them in the ways of which we should all go, that's exactly what you've been? A leader. I don't know what our people are under the impression that a leader is. I don't know whether you think you're supposed to stand up on the stage with a shiny suit and a staff in your hand and have 100 people in the background feeding you grapes, but the leader just stands and commands you what thus saith Yah. That's what a leader is. And if you can't stand in front of Yah's people and give them the words of Yah, then everything that you're saying is just useless. It falls to the ground. But you see, in order to be a successful leader, you got to have a vision. You have to be inspired by Yah. And it says this in Proverbs, the 29th division. Turn with me there. And in Proverbs, the 29th division, and the 18th verse, it reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." That's, you have to have a vision. You have to always have a vision. You have to always be ready to witness for the Most High. You have to always be meditating on the Most High and his word. Because you never know when you may be called upon to lead. You never know when you may be called upon to witness. You never know when you may be called upon to be a testimony. But you have to have the vision to know that you have to be ready and stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Because you know that at any given moment, Yahweh may call upon me to witness for him. And what am I going to say? I can't do it, y'all. I don't got no clothes. I don't have this. I don't have that. We don't serve an Elohim that feeds into excuses. When Moses came to the Most High and said, I can't speak to the people. I'm not an eloquent speaker. The Most High said, well, let your brother speak. You'll be an Elohim unto Pharaoh, and Aaron will be your prophet. Because the commission has to be done. Because the word of Yah has issued it. So we just have to stand up and accept and do these things. And do these things that Yahweh commissioned us. And don't give the people just your agenda and how you see things. And in my personal opinion, or how I think it is, or this is what I think Yah is saying. No, have them establish the matter. Because as a leader, you could be leading the people right into destruction. Now, if you stand in the way, if you stand in front of the people and you giving them the words of Yah, then you should be doing something that it says that most people are not doing. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. And this is what Yahweh is saying about Creflo Dollar. This is what he's saying about T.D. Jakes. This is what he's saying about Elijah Muhammad. And this is what he's saying to a lot of these people that's standing up trying to prophesy in the name of Yah. And the Most High is saying in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and the 21st verse, said, I haven't sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I an Elohim in hand, say of Yah, and not an Elohim afar off? For if you were serving the Yah and you calling yourself a servant of Yah, this is exactly what you should be doing. If you calling yourself a messenger, this is exactly what you should be doing. And in order to be a good leader, you have to rule it with judgment, the judgment of Yah. And you have to stand in the counsel of Yah. And you have to do something that's very vital in the being a righteous leader. You have to rule in the spirit of Yah. If the spirit of Yah is not in you, or the spirit of Yah is not going before you, then there's nothing that you can lead the people into nothing but darkness and destruction. Or lead them to someone that has the spirit of Yah. Because this is very vital. This is so vital that this is something that the king that Yah has anointed will have. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And he shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of Yah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. So that's what we should, that's what our aspirations is to be, to rule in the spirit of Yah. I don't want any positions in Yah's house and Yah not be with me. I don't want any position and Yahweh not go before me and want to be in the position and say, I got it from here, Yah. No, because I know anything that I'm going to do is going to utterly bring destruction. If not at this very moment, that's why I say it's better is the end of the matter than the beginning. Because that's exactly what the end of the matter is going to bring. It's destruction. So we should always be seeking the spirit of Yah. And it's something that most of our people may fail to realize, that Yah has to go before you. You have to ask for the spirit of Yah in order to make righteous decisions, in order to have righteous steps. In order to have, as it says in Proverbs, turn back to Proverbs, the 18th division. It's something that you have to see how it looks when the righteous is ruling. This is when you have righteous leadership. Excuse me, that's Proverbs 29. Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and the second verse, it reads that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Look at the conditions of our people today. Are we rejoicing or are we mourning? We're mourning because we have a bunch of people whom we call leaders that a government done set up that's been set up for your oppression to rule over you. And they're ruling over you not in righteousness, but in pure wickedness, in pure evil. So if we learn how to be a leader by their standards, then how do you think you're going to rule? You're going to rule in wickedness. You're going to rule and not be just. You're not going to deal with judgment. So the ways of the Spirit of Yah has to go before you. The Spirit of Yah has to be upon you. And it don't matter in what position that you're in. You're in a leadership position in some way, shape, or form. Don't believe it? Turn with me to Genesis, the third chapter. In Genesis, the third chapter, now this is speaking about the judgment that Yah put upon the serpent, upon Adam, and put upon his wife. It says this in verse 16. It reads, "Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." So yes, if you are a husband, you are a leader. If you are a father, you are a leader. If you are a witnessing for Yah, you are a leader. You are a leader to the world, because the world don't even know about the goodness of Yah, about the greatness of Yah. They've heard about the testimonies. But when you can go line upon line, precept upon precept, and show them the goodness of Yah, you are being a leader right in their very midst. So be a righteous leader. And don't rule and follow by the imaginations of your heart. Don't follow someone because you are a respecter of person. And it's just, I like the way that person talk. I like the way they look. I like the way they smell. So that's why I'm going to follow them. No, you look for someone who has the Spirit of Yah upon them, because then you know that you're going to be led in righteousness. It says this, the Most High put such a responsibility. I'm going to show you a couple of testimonies on what happens when you walk in the fear of Yah, in the Spirit of Yah. Turn with me to Genesis, the 29th chapter. In Genesis, the 29th chapter, I'm going to start reading. No, excuse me. Genesis, the 41st chapter. Turn with me there. Genesis 41. In Genesis, the 41st chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 37th verse. And it reads, "And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such as one that is this, that is, a man whom the spirit of Elohim is? And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, For as much as Elohim have showed thee all this, there is no discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Yosef's hand, and arrayed him in vesture of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. and he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. That's what happens when you leading in righteousness. That even in the midst of your enemies, you're going to get honor. It said the same testimony happened in the book of Daniel, the second chapter. Turn with me there. In Daniel, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 45th verse. And Daniel 2, verse 45 reads, "For as much thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain," and this was Daniel giving Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation of a vision that the Most High gave to him, just like Yosef was interpreting the dream that Pharaoh had. And it says, "For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, and the great Elohim have made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, "Of a truth, it is that your Elohim is a Elohim of Elohims, and a King of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou could reveal this secret." Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. So when your ways and our ways please Yah, even your enemies are at peace with you. Even you'll get great honor from your adversaries. And this was in Babylon. And this man got great honor. Why? Because he ruled and led in the spirit of Yah. And you have to rule in the spirit of Yah. You have to be led by the spirit of Yah in order to be a righteous leader. But most of our people say, "But we don't have no prophets. We don't have no anointed ones today." Well, if that's the case, then why does it say this in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter? Turn with me there. In 1 Chronicles 16, I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. And it reads, "O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Yaakov, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even to of a covenant which he made with Abraham, and this oath unto Yitzchak, and hath confirmed the same to Yaakov, for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, and from kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." And you think that this has changed? You don't think that we have the anointed of Yah in our midst today? You don't believe that we have prophets in our midst today? Well, our people can easily point out false prophets, but can you point out true prophets? Who is the messenger that's sent by Yah? Can you say you've seen one in your midst? Well, most of our people, they deny it, that they even had one in their midst. But Yah never stopped, and he never said that it would cease. The Most High has let you know that the leaders cause the people to err because they not seeking the word of Yah. They not seeking instructions from Yah. They seeking the imaginations of their own heart. They giving you visions of their own mind. They're giving you thoughts that they're thinking up and ideas and plans that their enemies has given to them. And all this is doing is spoiling us as a nation. It's not bringing us closer to Yah. It's taking us further away. That's why this judgment is in the book of Ezekiel, the 9th chapter. Turn with me there. And in Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, "And Yah said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh, and that cry for the, all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others, he said, in my hearing, Go ye after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly the old and the young, both maids and little children, and women, but come not near any man whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house." Now, this is what the Most High says. This is why one of the 7 things that the Most High considers abomination, the first thing is a proud look. Because once you have a proud look, and once pride has entered into your heart, and now you rule it perfectly with pride, now you're not even seeking the word of Yah. You're not seeking instructions from Yah. All you're doing is telling the people to go by the imaginations of your own thoughts and of your own heart. But you're not leading them in the ways of Yah. And our people was doing all type of abominations in this chapter, worshiping false idols in the house of Yah. And this is what happens when you don't have the spirit of Yah going before you. What type of leader can you be to the people? And what type of leader will you be to the people if you don't have the spirit of Yah upon you? If you're not seeking the spirit of Yah to be upon you. Most of our people say, it's some of our people that say, well, I just don't like the position of a leader. Well, if you want to stand and witness for Yah, you better like the position of a leader, because that's exactly what he established King David as. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and the 3rd verse, it reads, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make you an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee not shall run unto thee because of Yahweh, the Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he have glorified thee." Yes, if Yah does show his glory upon you, you're going to be a leader. Because that's what Yah commissions you for. That's what Yah commissioning us for. The Most High said this in Exodus, the 19th chapter. That's why this word is supposed to be nigh unto us. And in Exodus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." The Most High said that we will be a kingdom of priests. and our priest leaders? Of course they are. When the Most High reestablished to bring the righteous back into the land, who do you think read the law in the midst of the people and showed us our errors, our sins, and our transgressions? It was the priest. They were placed in that position. So, yes, you can be a leader, but you just have to rule in the spirit of Yah. Now, if you don't see that spirit of Yah upon whomever you listen to and whomever you following after, then you just have to ask yourself, well, who is a leader? Who is a leader? Who is Yahweh revealing his secrets to? Who is Yahweh showing his covenants to? Who is Yahweh showing line upon line, precept upon precept, that can go all over his book and show people the acts of Yah? Show them the righteousness. And then show the wickedness that we have committed as a people. And how can we return unto our Elohim? Because that's what a righteous leader is aspiring to do. To return the people back to Yahweh. And not back to myself. Not back to my own personal agenda. But to return the people back to Yah. So you have to ask yourself, what is a leader? A leader is a servant of Yah. That's what a leader is. Because he's going to witness for Yah. He's going to give you Yah's commandments. He's going to give you Yahweh's statutes. He's going to give you Yahweh's judgments. He's going to show you how to rule your household and how to be a leader in your household and how to be a leader amongst your people in your community. He's going to teach you how the nation build. And it's all going to be by the words of Yah. If you can't honestly say you're being shown these things, and you can witness and attest for these things, then you just have to be honest with yourself and say, well, what is a leader? What does he look like? And what is he supposed to be doing? Well, according to Yah, the leaders are supposed to be returning you back to him, back to Yah. That's the commission. It says this in Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Turn with me there. In Deuteronomy, the first chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And this is when Moses was petitioning to the Most High, saying, it reads, how can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Take ye wise men and understanding, and know amongst your tribes that I will make them rulers over you. And ye answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands and captains over hundreds and captains over fifties and captains over tens and officers amongst your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the calls between your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother. And the stranger that is with you, ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great matter. And ye shall not be afraid of the faces of man, for the judgment is Elohim's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. That's how you be a leader. For you know what causes are too above your pay grade, you take it back to a servant of Yah. You don't know where one's at? Look for one. Seek one. Seek Yah. And seek who's given his word. See who has his message in their tongue and in their heart. See who is delivering the word of Yah. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. Who is bringing you doctrine? Who is bringing you truth? Who is bringing you righteousness? Who is showing you the mercies of Yah? Who is showing you Yah's loving kindness? Who is doing these things? If you can spot these things, then you have seen yourself a leader. And it says this in Yahshua. Turn with me there. The 24th chapter. And in Yahshua, the 24th chapter, I'm going to start reading the 14th verse. And it reads, now therefore, fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the deities which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye Yah. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the deities which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the deities of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. That's how a leader behaves himself. It doesn't matter what the popular opinion is. It doesn't matter what the majority is saying. If the majority is not on the side of Yah, then you have to stand and lead the people. If you can't find yourself a leader, then seek Yahweh and pray that Yahweh work with you and direct your steps and direct your path, and you be that leader in your household. You be that leader in your community. You be that leader amongst your people. But you should always be seeking out a leader. And you should always know that if you can't find him, man, then seek Yahweh. And he going to direct your paths. And if that commission is for you to do, then he going to lead you in the way. And your mission is not going to fail. Your mission is not going to fall to the ground. You will be completely walking with your Elohim. And this is what you should be looking for. Who's walking with the Elohim? What you seek out of leadership. That's who you look for in leadership. And a brother gave me a scripture. He said Zephaniah, the 13th chapter. You said Zephaniah or Zechariah? Says Zechariah 13:8. Yeah, Zephaniah chapter 13:7 reads, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith Yah of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith Yah, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein." Yeah, so when you smite the shepherd, the flock, they're going to scatter. Because that's what the sheep do. They're looking for a shepherd. They're looking for someone to lead them. They're looking for a leader. And when the leader goes down, then usually the flock falls to the side. But fortunately, we Israel, we have not only men in our midst that are leaders, but we have the best leader that we could turn to, and that's the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And he will not be smitten. He will not fail. Everything that proceeds out of his mouth shall come to pass, because Yahweh leads by example, and that's what a true leader does. They lead by example. So hallelujah. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.
Oh.